From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. For the second year in a row, California farmers are complaining of a worker shortage. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento on how consumers might feel the squeeze as well.
Last year, nearly two-thirds of farmers in a California Farm Bureau Federation survey said they didn't have enough workers to pick their crops. This year, says the Farm Bureau's Brian Little, it's a problem again. For farmers, that means
you're not able to do things in a timely manner. You're not able to do it as thoroughly or carefully as you might normally do. And it winds up affecting overall what you can do, the quality of the product you can produce, and ultimately the price that you might be able to get in the market.
Little blames the shortage on demographic and political trends, including an older Mexican population, a lower Mexican birth rate, and tighter U.S. border security. The crops feeling the squeeze over the past 2 years include cherries, wine grapes, leafy greens, strawberries, and peaches. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The coalition of business groups pushing for changes to California's key environmental law that regulates development projects says the current proposal at the state capitol could actually lead to more abuse, not less. The group released a letter Monday expressing its concerns to the bill's author, Democratic Senate leader Daryl Steinberg. Jennifer Hernandez is an attorney advising the coalition. She says the letter is an attempt to increase public pressure to overhaul the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA.
There was just a real desire to go on record of commending the senator for his willingness to tackle this very, very difficult topic, but also a declaration that half measures or the illusion of reform would not be satisfactory.
Labor and environmental groups are warning against weakening CEQA. They say the law is critical to protecting California's environment. Negotiations are expected to continue until the end of this year's legislative session in mid-September. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.